think it's turning into a romance novel or something. Should we?
Well, funnily enough, talking about novels, Alex,
Go on
the strange but true coincidence sort of theme that we're on today, this is a true story, and it is about a novelist called Anne Parrish. And while American novelist Anne Parrish was browsing bookstores in Paris in the 1920s, she came upon a book that was one of her childhood favourites called Jack Frost and Other Stories. She picked up the old book and showed it to her husband, telling him of the book she fondly remembered as a child. Her husband took the book, opened it, and on the fly leaf found the inscription Anne Parrish, 209 Weber Street, Colorado Springs. It was Anne's very own book from her childhood.
Oh my goodness.
It gives you goosebumps,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I've seen a film that had something like that in it. Isn't there quite a famous film and he goes around looking for a book that somebody has been looking for that her father gave her?
I'm not sure of
4001, if you can help
if
me,
because you know,
giving you some information that's not true is quite common for
well,
me.
Well, funnily enough, talking about films and coincidences, in 1973, actor Anthony Hopkins agreed to appear in The Girl from Pedroca, based on a novel by George Pfeiffer. Unable to find a copy of the book anywhere in London, Hopkins was surprised to discover one lying on the bench of a train station. It turned out to be George Pfeiffer's own personal copy, which Pfeiffer had lent a friend and which had been stolen from his friend's car.
Wow, that's more of a coincidence.
It is.
Definitely, definitely. Go on, give me another one.
Okay. Twin brothers, Jim Lewis and Jim Springer, were separated at birth, adopted by different families, unknown to each other. Both families named the boys James. Both James grew up not knowing of the other, yet both sought law enforcement training. Both had abilities in mechanical drawing and carpentry, and each had married women named Linda.
No.
Both had sons, one of whom was named James, Alan, and the other named Alan James. The twin brothers also discovered their wives are married with other women, both named Betty, and they both owned dogs which they named Toy.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's not true.
It's all true.
Never.
It is.
Can you imagine that?
I know, the coincidences are just spooky.
It's odd when you watch programs and documentaries about twins that are separated at birth, and you see the similarities in their personalities and their hobbies, but the only one step up from that would have been if they'd married
the same woman.
Not quite the same woman, although you never know. But yeah, something along those lines.
Well, one more for you here, Alex. In 1975, while riding a moped in Bermuda, a man was accidentally struck and killed by a taxi. One year later, this man's brother was killed in the very same way. In fact, he was riding the very same moped, and to stretch the odds even further, he was struck by the very same taxi, driven by the same driver, and even carrying the very same passenger.
What?
These things happen. You see, when I suggested this to you, Alex, you were going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were not sure. You were thinking, I'd just say, two people like the colour blue. This is real.
This is unbelievable. So lightning really does strike twice.
Lightning really does strike twice. It's one of those commonly asked questions. And, it's one of those things where you think, well, it couldn't really happen again. But when you go into it, the Empire State Building, for example, gets struck by lightning about 25 times each year.
Yeah, I had heard that, actually. I did watch something of this woman who was actually struck by lightning twice.
Ah, well, there's a guy called Roy Sullivan from the US who has been struck by lightning a record 7 times.
7 times?
7 times.
Is he starting to wear rubber?
I don't know. I think he must walk around with a great big metal rod in the air.
I was going to say, he must work on the telegraph poles or something. You can't possibly get struck 7 times. Keep your messages coming in. 4001 is the SMS number to let us know your strange but true facts. Now, you're talking about coincidences. I've been looking at some of the interesting facts from around the world. This is one that caught my eye a little earlier on, and we were both quite surprised. Did you know Antarctica is the only land on our planet that is not owned by any country?
Really?
Mm.
I think we should stake a claim.
I think
we'll go down with a flag this afternoon.
You said that there may be oil.
I think I've heard somewhere that there may be oil there, so I think we should go and put the Alex and Richard flag in Antarctica.
We've struck gold. 90% of the world's ice covers Antarctica. This ice also represents 70% of all the fresh water in the world. As strange as it sounds, however, Antarctica is essentially a desert. The average yearly total amount is only 2 inches of rain.
There you go.
It's because it's all snow. Although covered with ice, all but 0.4% of it, Antarctica is the driest place on the planet, with an absolute humidity lower than the Gobi Desert.
Well, that is strange, but true.
Very strange, but true.
Staying in the sort of the extreme hemispheres, here's an interesting one about Iceland. Tourists visiting Iceland should know that tipping at a restaurant is considered an insult.
Is it really? Mm. See, that's interesting to find out, what is perceived as rude in different countries.
Etiquette.
Yes, country etiquette. And I'm sure there's plenty of people who can give us some advice on that.
I'm sure.
Did you find anything when you moved here that really struck you as odd? And there's plenty of odd people, definitely, in this country, but...
Well, I mean, I moved to Dubai in the middle of June. So the first thing, obviously, that struck me was I thought somebody has left all the radiators on. You know, it was just so crazy hot, and I had never experienced anything like it. Now I'm quite used to the heat. It doesn't seem to bother me, having been here for 5 years. But that, you know, that really was a shocker when I first arrived in Dubai.
I think people who come from generally colder climates to this region probably can laugh at some point at some of the things that you do. I remember the very first visit to Dubai, and my parents were already living here, and they picked me up from the airport. It must have been the summer, because it was probably the winter, and I couldn't breathe. It was that hot. And as soon as I got in the car, the first thing I did was open the window, and they're like, shut the window.
It makes it worse.
Yeah. It's like my brother when he moved back to the UK, and he was brought up and schooled here. And I phoned him and I said, how is it? You know, do you like it? And he said, yeah, it's really cool. And he said, it's really, really good. I said, what's so good about it? He's like, you can leave the door open and it doesn't let all the heat in. Great. I have all the things that you could discover about moving to the UK.
Well, I mean, it's what I always say with Dubai. When at times in the summer months, we complain about the heat, and we have the lovely weather really from November right through till April. But I just think it's like the flip of living in the UK. In the UK, we have to put up with the very cold winters, and we moan and groan then. And in Dubai, we have to put up with the hot summers, you know. And I always say, at the end of it all, I prefer a hot summer than a really cold winter.
Yes, I would say so. Let's go to some of the messages then. Oh, typical that we're going to start talking about football. Both Arsenal's goalkeeper and backup are both born on the same day, play the same position, and are from the same country.
Are you
into football?
Not hugely. I sort of went when there's a big match on, like the World Cup or something like that.
Yes, yeah, me too.
But here's one on Antarctica. Snow counts as rainfall for Antarctica. It's still technically a desert, including the snow. That's from David.
Oh, thank you, David. That's an odd one to comprehend, really, isn't it?
Mm.
Yes. In 2007, I met a girl here who lived in the same house I used to live in the UK. Weird not, May same year, my wife met someone here who also used to live in the same house as her. That's weird. Yeah. That's from Grey. That is quite weird.
That is strange. And remember earlier on in the show, Alex, you were talking about a film about a book, and you couldn't quite remember the title. Well, one of our loyal listeners has texted in, and the movie was Serendipity. And I remember
Thank
it now.
You.
With Tom Hanks, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that's what I was watching, but thank you very much.
There you go.
Must have been one of those you just pop on the TV and there it is.
There you go. Should we have one more real strange but true?
I'd like a strange but true, please.
Okay. In 1953, television reporter Irv Kupcinet was in London to cover the coronation of Elizabeth II. In one of the drawers in his room at the Savoy Hotel, he found some items that by their identification belonged to a man named Harry Hannin. Coincidentally, Harry Hannin, a basketball star for the Harlem Globetrotters, was a good friend. But the story has yet another twist. Just 2 days later, and before he could tell Hannan of his lucky discovery, Cupsiant recovered a letter from Hannan. In the letter, Hannan told him that while staying in a hotel in Paris, he found in a drawer a tie with his friend's Cupsiant's name on it. So in one hotel with one friend was a book with a guy's name on, and he was about to tell his friend that I found your book strangely in a drawer in the Savoy, when the friend said, even odder, I was staying in a hotel in Paris and I found your tie with your name tag on it in a drawer in Paris.
That is strange. Although I'm still thinking about the couple who have both met people who lived in the same house as them. I have actually been to somebody's house. My best friend when I was little lived in this fantastic house in the country, and we used to spend weekends there mucking around. And years later, another friend of mine took me to their new house that turned out to be my best friend when I was little's old house, and it was very strange walking back into that.
No, it is strange, and I mean that's reminding me of a story myself. When I went to school, I grew up in a town called Rotherham, but I actually went to school in Sheffield, so it was quite a big commute, and it meant that none of my actual friends from school lived around me. So, you know, I'd have friends come back and stay over. And one time I had a friend come back called Barnabas.
That's a cool name.
His actual name was Barnabas Martin Newbold, can you believe?
Wow.
That was his name. He ended up being a hairdresser, bizarrely. Anyway, his father came to pick him up from my house, which is the other side of Rotherham, and the other side of where this family lived. And he said, you're not going to believe it, but I used to come to this very house, which is my parents' house, and play as a child.
Wow.
So before my parents moved in and there was another family there, his friend from school lived in that house, and then my friend came round and his father recognised the house as being the one he used to play in.
That is very, very cool. Keep your text messages coming in. We will go over them. We want to hear from you of any strange but true facts you have, amazing coincidences, and stories of overcoming all the odds. And today it will be a very positive overcoming all the odds as well.